broke a leg. In your heart of promise.
That's local musician Drew O'Doherty playing at the Middle East in Cambridge last night. He was one of more than 15 performers that came out to the club to remember Billy Ruane, the animated promoter and superfan of many of Boston's local rock groups. Ruane died of a heart attack last month, just shy of his 53rd birthday. Radio Boston's Griff McNerney spoke with the organizer of last night's event, Mary Lou Lord.
I met Billy Ruane, I think it was probably 1989. There used to be a show at the Rat called Ed's Basement, and I met Billy Ruane at one of the Ed's Redeeming Quality shows, and I was automatically drawn to him. He was like a magnet. I don't think he meant to draw attention to himself. That's not absolutely not the reason that he did what he did. He just couldn't help it. He just exploded. Really, there's nothing more beautiful than watching someone listen to music that they love. And you just couldn't keep your eyes off of him because you knew that he was completely locked in to this other frequency.
Ruane promoted bands like Buffalo Tom and the Neats in the 80s and 90s. And he had a reputation of somehow being everywhere at once on the Boston rock scene. Pat McGrath was a longtime friend of Ruane and owns Looney Tune Records in Boston. And at the Middle East last night, McGrath read a passage from Somerset Maugham's book, The Razor's Edge, that he said summarized Ruane's big personality.
He was a slob. Did you ever see him eat? Starving children could fill their bellies on the food that ended up on his beard and his clothes. Dogs would gather. I hated that about him. He enjoyed disgusting people. The thrill of offending people and making them uncomfortable. He was despicable. He will not be missed. Thanks a lot.
Eric Martin was another friend of Ruane. They were friends for 30 years. And he's a member of the former Boston band The Neats. Martin explained what it was like playing for Ruane at the Middle East.
You know, it'd be like kind of a ho-hum night, and then you'd see Billy, and his eyes would just look at you and light up, and he'd just be like, then he'd explode off the floor and shoot up to the ceiling, and just like, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. When you see something like that and you're playing, it just, I mean, there was there really wasn't anyone like that. And, I mean, he just did so much for her and made so many things happen, you know. He started it, you know. I mean, there used to be belly dancing upstairs, and then he had a birthday party here. And I remember it really well. I think it was his 35th or 30th birthday party. It was his 30th birthday party. I mean, he did so much all around it. You can't even imagine how he created this whole thing. It's so important, and it'll never be forgotten or never be equal.
Headlining the event last night was one of Ruane's newest discoveries, Portland, Maine up-and-comer Allie Spaltrow, who records under the name Lady Lamb the Beekeeper.
I'm completely honored. He literally just kind of danced into a show I had at Mass Art. It was about 2 years ago, and it was one of my first shows in Boston, and he was totally out of place. You know, there were maybe like 15 kids there at the show, and he comes over to me and he says, "Hi, my name is Billy Ruane, and you are Allie Spaltrow, and I'm your biggest fan." And he completely meant it, and I was like, who is this man? You know, I was a little bit put off because we all know how he was, you know, he was very eccentric. And before I started singing, he stopped me from starting, and he said to the crowd, he turned around and he said, "I just want you all to know that this is Allie Spaltrow, and this is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, and you better pay attention because you're going to love this." He changed my life. He's a beautiful person, and I miss him. I do, a lot.
The night ended with an eerie but fitting gesture. A portion of Ruane's ashes were blown into the audience, making Billy Ruane a part of the Middle East forever. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you have feedback for us, you can email us at radioboston@wbur.org or call our listener line 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.